I'm Steve Jess. This week, people in the community of Deer Lodge, population 3,000, are trying to come to grips with a great crime and a great loss. Chief Tim Barkell with the Anaconda Deer Lodge County Police says they got a call Sunday morning from a man described only as an acquaintance of Michael Augustine Bourne's, saying that Bourne's had just killed his wife and three children and planned to take his own life.
I then went up to the station, talked with the acquaintance by telephone, and asked him what Michael had said and why he would do this. The acquaintance stated that Michael Bourne said his wife had been mocking him and writing him all day.
Barkell says police had no address for the family, but they eventually found the cabin on fire in the hills near the Orofino campground. After fire crews doused the flames, investigators determined that Bourne's, who is 59, had shot his 37-year-old wife, Ari Lee, and their 15-month-old daughter, also named Ari, inside the home, before he headed outside and shot their two boys, 5-year-old Gus and 4-year-old Woodrow, and brought their bodies inside, laid them on the bed beside their mother and sister.
The adult male, Michael Augustine Bourne's, then laid next to the children and shot himself in the head after setting fire to the couch.
Chief Barkell says although Bourne's had a collection of constitutionalist literature and generally wanted nothing to do with government officials of any kind, he and his family were not known to the local police before last weekend. In Deer Lodge, Bourne's, who went by his middle name Augustine, and his wife Ari were well known, not as loners or extremists, but as a fairly normal family that often came into town.
I met the whole family, actually. They came into the restaurant many occasions, sat here and ate. My husband and I, we held her baby so she could eat. We've chatted with the kids. We've chatted with her. She was wonderful. She was such a sweet girl.
Mariah Buck owns a restaurant on Main Street where the couple and their kids would often eat. She described Augustine Bourne's as a controlling man whose behavior she found troubling.
It was always kind of an uncomfortable situation because he would make her hurry up and finish and they would leave even if she wasn't done. She just seemed like kind of docile, that she was really controlled by him.
In a booth nearby, high school senior Tiana Albury remembers working with Ari, the mom, on a community theater project just a few days ago.
We were painting sets for a cast work day for To Kill a Mockingbird, and we were all just joking around and having fun, and she seemed fine. She was pretty upkept and kept to herself, but still would joke around.
She, too, remarks how normal the family appeared.
I saw her around town with the kids a lot, like at Safeway or restaurants, and you wouldn't think that anything was going on with how well-behaved all the kids were.
In the next booth over, Ed Murphy of Warm Springs was chatting with a friend. He also knew the family and knows what their loss is doing to the community.
I'm friends with the coach who coached their two boys in T-ball, and she is devastated. She liked all of the kids, but they were among her top favorites. Woodrow and Gus, they were smart little kids. Woodrow was probably, I think he was probably 3 the first time he spelled his name for me.
Murphy says Augustine Bourne's appeared to be a loving dad who enjoyed being with his kids, but he also noticed something troubling in the man's behavior.
I knew he was very, very angry and unhappy, and very difficult to talk to. I knew he was angry, but I couldn't have imagined anybody being that angry.
Police Chief Tim Barkell says officers who responded to the crime scene Sunday and found the bodies of all 5 family members will receive mandatory counseling to deal with their experience. The people of this community will have to deal with the murder-suicide in their own way. They are already talking about it with each other, places like Mariah's Restaurant. I'm Steve Jess.